God making his appeal through us. And the us is those who are reconciled to him through every Christian. In other words, when you speak about Jesus, Jesus speaks through you. That's why in chapter 6 and verse 1, he says we are God's fellow workers. Because when you reach out to people, Jesus reaches out to these people through you.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, that's a bit of a mind-blowing thought for some of us, that when we actually speak out the message of hope, the gospel, the message of reconciliation, God may actually be using that to reconcile others to himself.
Yeah, it's a staggering thought. So it's so good that the Bible actually says it. God making his appeal through us. So here's the deal. You know, you may be thinking, well, now if I say something about Christ, you know, it's going to sound rather lame. And I don't know, I'm not really a very good speaker. I'm not very gifted. And how is it going to make any difference? Listen, what we're being told from the Bible today is when you speak about Jesus, Jesus speaks through you. God makes his appeal. And how does he do it? Through ordinary folks like us who are speaking the truth about Jesus Christ into the lives of others. Steve, I think that's the most marvelous encouragement for speaking simply and honestly the truth about Jesus.
So, Colin, even those people who say, man, I've made such a mess out of my life in the past. I've done so many horrible things. I've screwed up my life so badly. God can actually use that?
God can use the speaking of any person about Jesus Christ. So long as you're able to point to Jesus Christ, he makes his appeal through us.
Yeah.
God speaking, he really does it, and he does it through his people.
Well, let's open our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 as we look at this a little more. We're continuing a message today entitled The Gift of Ministry. Here's Pastor Colin.
God was reconciling the world to himself. Now here, friends, is a marvelous statement about what God was doing at the cross. Here's what it means. In the death of Jesus, God was removing every barrier to peace on his side. He was putting away his own condemnation and wrath arising from justice in relation to sin. He was dealing with and at the cross, smashing that sword that blocked the way. And then as he reconciles people to himself, he then sends these people out to tell the world that it is so. To tell the world what God has done in Jesus Christ. So understand this. It's important to get it clear in our minds. The message that we are to take out, the message of reconciliation, is not, you know, God hates you, but if you're really sorry, then perhaps that might change. No, the message of reconciliation, and you can say this to any person in whatever sin, God loves you and in Jesus Christ has put away every barrier on his side in Jesus Christ. He offers himself to you in love. He invites you. He wills you to receive this reconciliation. And for you to refuse this reconciliation and instead to move towards the place where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, for you to do that when the door of heaven has been opened for you and the arms of God are stretched out towards you, that would be the greatest folly, to walk away from this love, and it would be your ultimate loss. Receive this reconciliation. Be reconciled to God. It's from God. And it's for the world. You can speak in this way to any person that you ever meet. There's good news for every person. And how are they going to hear it? How is this reconciliation going to come? From God, for the world, through us. through us. Now, these words are staggering, and the more that I ponder them, as I've been doing for years, the more remarkable still they appear to me. Verse 20, God making his appeal through us. And then these words, we implore you on behalf of Christ. Here's the people of God speaking. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. So this ministry and message of reconciliation, it's from God, it's for the world. How does it get to the world? The answer is through us. How does God speak to people? Through his people. How does God reconcile people to himself? This ministry comes through his people. He does it through us. He does it through the ones who are already reconciled to him. That's verse 18. He reconciled us to himself and gave us this ministry of reconciliation. Why? So that it may go to the world. That's what it's saying. Sometimes a picture just seals a reality in your mind. And earlier this year, I was at a conference in Louisville with about 7,000 Christian leaders, mainly young. And in the introductory session, I kind of trying to get to know who's there in 7,000 people, they had, you know, everyone stand up and then sit down if you're from here and there, and, you know, sit down if you're over 50, and all this kind of thing, you know. Then they had everyone stand up and say, how did you come to faith in Jesus Christ? 7,000 people standing. Sit down if you came to Christ through an open-air meeting. Some people sat down. Sit down if you came to Christ through someone giving you a tract. A few people sat down. 7,000, vast majority standing. Sit down if you came to Christ through the influence of a family member or a friend. You could feel the gasp as everyone realized the overwhelming majority sat down as one. You came to Christ through the influence of a family member or a friend. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This message of reconciliation, it is from God, it is for the world, and it's through us. It's through your influence on a friend. It's through your influence in the life of a family member. It's through you being awake to the fact that God has given us this ministry, and that we have it together, and that we have it individually. Friends, this is the most marvelous life vision. You're working as a nurse in this sphere in hospital. I'm a teacher here. I'm working on this site there. Wherever God has placed you, and around you, there are people in the world. We need the ministry and the message of reconciliation, and there you are. If we were to picture this, picture a globe, and around that globe there are lots and lots of little points of light, and every point of light is someone who has been reconciled to God, and that person, that light, has the ministry and the message of reconciliation. Zoom in more closely and see that building site. And there are lots of orange lights representing all the people, but there are one or perhaps even two white lights, bright lights. And what does that represent? Here are people who have the ministry and the message of reconciliation. They're among these other people. And that's true in every school, and that's true in every hospital, that's true in every sphere of life. You say, well, you know, I'm the only Christian in your family. Thank God he's put one light there. What is going to come of that? It's from God. It's for the world. And it is through us. Now, for your encouragement, look at this. God making his appeal through us. And the us is those who are reconciled to him through every Christian. In other words, when you speak about Jesus, Jesus speaks through you. That's how he speaks. How does he speak into the world? He speaks through his people. When you speak about Jesus, Jesus speaks through you. That's what he's saying. God makes his appeal through us. That's why in chapter 6 and verse 1, he says we are God's fellow workers. Because when you reach out to people, Jesus reaches out to these people through you. So how is God's great work of reconciling people in this community going to happen? And the answer is, it's going to happen through us. It's going to happen through you. It's going to happen through those to whom he has entrusted in this community, the ministry and the message of reconciliation. And that is the people that he has reconciled to himself.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called The Gift of Ministry, part of our series, Don't Lose Heart, a study of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And if you've missed any of the broadcasts in the series, you can listen online at openthebible.org. You can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. You can also listen with the Open the Bible app. That's free. You're going to find that at your app store, and it's a great way to listen on demand whenever it fits your schedule. Or again, visit our website and listen there at openthebible.org. Back to our message. Here's Pastor Colin.
Let me just give in this last part three applications, deductions that seem very obviously to arise from this with regards to our ministry. Here's the first. That we must serve with humility because we also are sinners who have been reconciled to God. In other words, the stance of Christian ministry is never to be, as it were, on a high platform as if we were sort of above everybody else, looking down on other people and calling on them to raise their lives to our standards. That's not what it is. That's not the message, and that's not who we are. We have been reconciled, and we needed to be. And apart from the sheer grace and mercy of God in Jesus Christ, the flaming sword would have cut us to pieces. Spurgeon is so helpful here, describing the spirit of a church that really has grasped the gospel and how we speak to others who are our neighbors and are our friends, how we present ourselves to the community. And I quote Spurgeon here, "Are you sinful? So were we. Are you rebellious against God? So were we. Are your hearts hard? Ours were too. We do not look down on you from an elevated platform of affected dignity, for we recognize our own nature in yours and therefore come to you as fellow sinners. We hope," says Spurgeon, "that our former condition as sinners and unbelievers will make us speak to you more tenderly and will enable us to reach your hearts the better." And then I love this comment that he makes. "God might have sent angels to you, and you would perhaps at first have been awed by their glory, but their sermons would have been cold and unsympathetic compared with ours, for they could not know your misery and degradation as we do." I love that. Angels don't know what it is to be sinners. Angels don't know what it is to be aware that your very self, your very life hangs on the grace and mercy of God. But we do know that. And therefore should be the most tender and humble and sympathetic people in all of the world. Because if it was not for the grace of God, where would your sinful heart have led you today? Serve with humility, because we are sinners who have been reconciled to God. To whom has this message and ministry been trusted? Those who've been reconciled, those who owe everything to Christ. Second, speak from the heart, because God pleads with sinners through you. The gospel has to be put into words. That's why it says not only we have the ministry of reconciliation, but we have the message of reconciliation. And the gospel is spoken through people. And that's why it says in verse 20, God making his appeal. That's he's speaking. God making his appeal through us. We implore you. So we're speaking on behalf of Christ. Now, isn't this an extraordinary phrase, God making his appeal? That's to me a staggering phrase. You would think that it should be sinners who are appealing to God. That it should be sinners who are coming and holding out our hands and saying, oh God, pleading, urging. But actually what we're told here is that it is first the other way around. Here is God, the sovereign, the almighty, the creator himself, and he's holding out his hands. He's appealing to us. He's the one who's saying, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. God appealing. Now try and let that settle into your mind, because it fills out for you something wonderful and glorious that every person needs to know about God. God wants you. You matter to him. It matters to him that you should be reconciled. He sent his son into the world for this. If you should find yourself, if anyone in this congregation this morning should find themselves on the last day outside of heaven, you could have no one to blame but yourself. You certainly could not blame God. As he reaches out to you even now, appealing to you, be reconciled. Every barrier on God's side has been removed at immeasurable cost through Jesus Christ and all that he accomplished on the cross. God in Christ reconciling the world to himself. His arms are stretched out to you. And his door is open to you. Jesus told a story that we read earlier in the service about a man who prepared a great banquet. And when the time came, you remember everyone made excuses about why they couldn't come. And the master said, well, go into the streets and the lanes of the city. You bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. And the servant, who'd obviously been thinking ahead, said, and knew the heart of the master, he said, well, we've already done it. And still there is room. And the master then says, well, now go out again. Go in this time to the highways. Go even into the hedges. Picture that. Find someone there in the hedges. And I love the next word, and compel them to come in. Compel them to come in. In other words, deploy every argument, every winsomeness you possibly can. Describe to them the great good of the master's banquet and all that is there. And go to people and say, I would so like you to enjoy everything that there is in Jesus Christ. God making his appeal through us. A person who shares the heart of God can never share the gospel in a disinterested kind of way. Well, here it is, you know. Well, you know, take it or leave it. God making his appeal through us. Be reconciled to God. And notice the word that's used here of our speaking, the word implore. We implore you. The strength of that word. The word here can actually be translated beg, which is fascinating. It's used in the context of prayer. So in Luke chapter 22, when Jesus speaks to Peter, and he says, now Satan wants to have you, Peter, but I have prayed for you. It's from the same word that Jesus uses there. I've implored the Father on your behalf that your faith may not fail. So here's what Christian ministry looks like. We implore God on behalf of people. And we implore people on behalf of God. And friends, when you see that, and when you see that God has actually trusted this ministry in regards to the world, to us, to his people, to all who have been reconciled to him, this surely is a vision that is worth giving your life for. This is worth mobilizing all that you have for. And to me, the greatest motivation in all of this is that this ministry is from God and that God is constantly active in it. God appealing through us. When you speak, God speaks. When you're speaking about Christ. If ministry was simply us trying to do the best that we could to get reluctant people to believe, I think we would soon lose heart. I know that we would. But this tells us that God is at work, God is speaking, God is appealing, and he does it through us. So what greater motivation could there be? God reconciling the world to himself. He was doing it in Christ, and now he takes those who have been reconciled. He says, go speak, go minister, and I will speak and I will minister through you.
What a powerful way to wrap up this teaching today, to be challenged to receive the reconciliation that God offers to us, to be reconciled to him. You know, as you've been listening to this message today, maybe you've come to the point where you're ready to receive that reconciliation, or maybe you still have questions about that. Well, can I encourage you to contact us here at Open the Bible? We have staff members who would love to talk with you. Our toll-free number is 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. You can also reach us through the website openthebible.org. Well, our message today is called The Gift of Ministry. It's part of our series from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 called Don't Lose Heart. And if you missed any of the broadcasts in our series, you can come and listen online. Our website is openthebible.org. There you can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. You can also listen through the Open the Bible app. That's free. You'll find it at your app store. Or you can order a copy of the entire series on CD. Again, it's called Don't Lose Heart, and you'll find ordering information online at openthebible.org or call and ask about Don't Lose Heart at 1-877-673-6365. That's 1-877-OPEN-365. Well, Open the Bible is a listener-supported ministry, and as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to offer you a copy of Phil Ryken's book, I Have My Doubts, How God Can Use Your Uncertainty to Reawaken Your Faith. And Colin, who would you say this book is for?
Well, it is for anyone who has ever experienced any doubt, and I would think that's pretty much anyone. You know, faith always has questions because there are so many things that God has not yet revealed to us. You know, sometimes I think when people doubt, they think, I must be the only person that has this question. Well, the good news is actually the Bible is filled with characters who doubted and had different kinds of doubt. And what Phil Ryken has done very wonderfully in this book is he's identified not only different stories of doubt, so we're introduced to different characters, but different types of doubt. So, for example, Eve had doubts about God's word. Moses had doubts about God's call. You've got Naomi, who had doubts about God's generosity. You had Asaph, who had doubts about God's justice. So you discover different kinds or families of doubt, and real people who actually battled their way through it. It's a wonderful book, and I think it's profoundly helpful.
Well, we want to send you a copy as our way of saying thank you for your financial support this month. You can give online at openthebible.org or when you call 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365 or openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible.
Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." God's word is the food that will nourish your soul. You need it every day. And Open the Bible Daily is a daily devotional that will open the Word of God and lead you to Jesus. It's available for free on our website, openthebible.org. For more information, visit openthebible.org/daily. That's openthebible.org/daily.